Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is the Friday Read About It podcast. I'm Reed, and this is About It. And a good Friday to you folks. And as I just wrote in the intro for this, you know, sometimes you don't know what to talk about, and sometimes, well, Wesley Snipes happens. So today, it's almost all Wesley. First, though, I want to point out I am now officially caught up on Lost, so we can begin in the days and weeks to come discussing at great length what is going on with that show or what is not going on with that show. Hey, at least in the last episode, we finally had some good gunfire. That's all I'm hoping for. But we'll talk about that a little bit more. Big Brother winds up, actually, depending on when you hear this, within a day or two, and I really don't care. You know, I guess it's just that's going to happen sometimes, but nobody that I really like or really hate made the final two. So I think in this situation, this, of course, is a quick spoiler here, but I'm certain I would vote for Adam just because he seems too stupid to be offensive, unless you're one of his students. So that's where I think that it'll go, but there's no big strong feeling on this one. It was a fun ride. It was a little weird, but it's over, and hopefully we'll have another one over the summer. All right, now the preliminaries are out of the way. Let's talk a little Wesley Snipes, folks. And Wesley Snipes, if you haven't seen the articles, if you didn't catch the news flash, if I didn't call you personally to tell you, Wesley Snipes got 3 years for tax evasion. 3 years. And my first thought was, thank God he didn't get three more Blade movies, you know, because that's really punishing all of us. Today, we're talking a little Wesley Snipes. And there may be that whole, well, you know, why do you enjoy it so much when something like this happens to a famous person? Isn't that wrong? And my answer to that is no, it's not wrong. This isn't a Willie Nelson situation. You know, I felt really bad for Willie Nelson, and I felt really bad for, you see it a lot of times in musicians who, you know, got shafted by their accountants. That's not what happened with Wesley Snipes. He just decided not to pay taxes. He just decided to give them the old, no, I didn't. You know, he decided to give them that. And if you do that, if you are a working actor in Hollywood and you make a lot of money, which he's in lots of movies, just check his IMDb for a bunch of crap you didn't watch when it hit the theaters or your DVD rental racks. He had the money, he just didn't pay it. So I think 3 years, yeah, that's fine. If I stop paying taxes, government's going to come get me too. So let's not even go down that road about let's not pick on the guy who just refused to pay taxes. Somewhere down the line, I see this. He's in prison, and you know the guard comes to bring him his meal or whatever, and he looks right at Wesley, and he takes the tray with the meatloaf or whatever's on it, and he just turns it upside down and drops it on the floor, and he walks off. As he walks off, you can hear him mutter under his breath, yeah, that's for passenger 57, asshole. I can see that. I can totally see that. And hasn't Wesley Snipes made a couple of movies at least where he was in prison? If not, he should have been in prison for the movies that we had to watch, such as Art of War and Murder at 1600, whatever that was. So, Wesley, we hardly knew you, Mr. Snipes. This will derail Blade 4, I suppose. But, you know, at least one good thing that came out of this, we know Woody Harrelson can still write. He wrote a letter of reference for well, I can't even say that without laughing, can I? For Wesley Snipes. So, there you go. The guys from Money Train and White Man Can't Jump and Wildcats, deep friends and asking for leniency for each other's crimes against humanity. Hell, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's hilarious, actually, is what it is. And finally, a big shout out to my friend Kelly, a producer at Yale Television Sweatshop, and also the guy that pointed out to me that of the two male leads in the Michael Jackson Bad video, how ironic is it now that Wesley Snipes is the one going to prison? Who'd have thought it? That is a quick look at what is rumbling around in the world of pop culture. It's kind of a short show this week because I got to go double check my tax returns and make sure everything was good with those. So irony doesn't come get me for what I just said about Wesley Snipes. But that is it for this week. Be back next week with more with the Friday edition of the Popcast. Remember, folks, if we learned anything from this, pay your bills, save your receipts, hire good accountants, and try to pretend murder at 1600 never happened. Be back next Friday with more with the Read About It Popcast. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Reed. Have a great weekend. And as always, Seacrest out.